Then with that anticipation, there comes this angel in a loud voice. And he makes this declaration. Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll? But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside. And what a letdown. Can you imagine that John is sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting, and then this angel proclaims this and he's looking around. Who's going to come forward that is worthy to open the scroll and open the seals, break the seals and open the scroll? But no one makes a move. Heaven is silent. There's no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth that was worthy enough to come and to open the scroll. Underline that word, worthy. There was no one in heaven who was worthy. There was no one on the earth who was worthy. No one under the earth that was worthy. What a roller coaster of emotions John had. He went from excitement to heartbreak. That quick. That fast. Have you ever cried out to God like John was crying out here? Because it says that he wept and he wept. He wept from the innermost part of his being. Have we ever cried out to God like that, where we knew the very promises of God, we believed the very promises of God, and then we were blindsided and it seemed like all hope had been lost, that our faith had been shaken? Have we ever cried out to God like that? God, I know your promises, but I don't understand what's happening right here and right now. And if we have, we have a glimpse of what John was going through at this moment in Revelation 5. Who was worthy to open the scroll? There was no one found in heaven to do that until we get to verse 5. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." Who is worthy? Only one. Only one that is worthy. You see, John was still working from a very human perspective. He was working from a worldly point of view. He only had that as a reference. He hadn't transitioned to an eternal point of view. But notice that in heaven, the elder, one of the elders, one of the 24 elders who had a heavenly view, who had an eternal view, come and said, "Don't weep. There is one who is worthy. There is one who is worthy to open the seal and break the seven seals and open the scroll." And I want us to look at something before we go on that's really, I think, important. Because when we look in our Bibles in Revelation 5, it talks about, or John is getting ready to talk about, how he viewed it. The elder's view was this. What did he say? Who does he say that Jesus is? "See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah." The Lion of the tribe of Judah. The Root of David has triumphed. The elder's perspective of Jesus was, this is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, right? That is an eternal point of view. John goes through this roller coaster of emotion and experiences, and I bet that they were challenging. And I think that we can relate to that. The ups and downs of the Christian life, they are there. It can be a roller coaster of emotion in the Christian life, right? But who is always there with us each and every step of the way? Jesus is always there. He is always there with us, walking with us, helping us through these times of uncertainty, through times of questioning. And He promises that He will never ever leave us nor forsake us. He's always there. And because of that truth, Jesus can be trusted and He can be worshiped. And that's exactly what we read in verses 6 through 10. So let's see what verses 6 through 10 tell us. Then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain. This is John's perspective. This is what John sees. The elder seeing the lion of the tribe of Judah, John, he sees a lamb standing there as if it had been slain. Standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He came and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders, they fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals because you were slain. And with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God. And they will reign on the earth. You see, John sees from a very different perspective than the elder does. He sees a lamb as though it had been slain. But can you feel the power of the words of truth that are coming here? Victory is the title of this Revelation series, and rightfully so. No one other than Jesus Christ Himself was worthy to take that scroll from God's hand and to open it. Because He is worthy, and only because He is worthy, the four living creatures and the 24 elders, they fall down before Jesus in an act of worship. And what did they do? They began to sing a new song of the redeemed. They sung a new song of the redeemed. And what a glorious song it will be for the follower of Jesus Christ. The gospel message is found in this shortened song. And in it, we hear, you, Jesus, is worthy to take the scroll, and it is not random because He has paid the ransom for sinful man. And in doing so, He has created a new kingdom and that will serve God and reign on the earth. What happens when we're led in worship like that? Well, when we're led in worship like that, more worship begins to break out, right? That's how it happens. When someone comes and leads us into worship, by golly, more worship continues to break out. And as we continue this morning, I want us to look here at Revelation 11 through 14. Then I looked and I heard a voice of many angels numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. And they encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. And in a loud voice they sang, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them sing, to Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. The four living creatures said, Amen, and the elders fell down and they worshiped. Now I know that that's quickly going through all 14 verses there in Revelation 5, but I have a question for you. Have you ever been to a large concert? We've had a stadium full of people or a large venue that were all coming to hear a concert and to sing. How many of us have been there? How loud is it? Pretty loud, isn't it? It doesn't even hold a candle to what's going to happen here. Not even a candle to that. Think of the power that is felt when you hear a whole bunch of Christians singing in praise and worship together. It is moving. Doesn't even come close to comparing to what it's going to be like as we hear heaven's angels and all of God's people standing before the throne and singing praise to Him. John can't comprehend the number of angels that are there. First, it was thousands times thousands, and then 10,000 times 10,000. He couldn't comprehend the number of angels that were there. And in a loud voice, they all sang. Man, isn't that great? But they were singing a new song. Why? Why were they singing a new song? Have you ever wondered that? I mean, why weren't they singing an old song from the teachings of God? Why not Amazing Grace or How Great Thou Art? It is well with my soul. Great is thy faithfulness, or Blessed Assurance. Why weren't they singing one of those? Well, maybe hymns are not your taste. Maybe it's more contemporary is more your style, you know. I can only imagine. Waymaker, The Lion and the Lamb, A Reckless Love. Why were they not singing something like this? And I don't want to break anybody's heart here this morning, but I wonder if we're going to sing any of those songs when we're in heaven. Why? We won't need to anymore because we'll have Jesus with us. The old order of things is going to go away. And He's going to teach us a new song. And that new song is something that's going to have a very different perspective than our viewpoint right now. So what do we take away from Revelation 5 today? It's pretty simple, that Jesus is the victorious one who is worthy to open the scroll of God's judgment that is going to be coming on the earth. He is the only one worthy enough to do that. And that's what this scroll represents, the beginning of God's judgment on the earth. And Jesus is the only one worthy enough to open it. And when He begins to open those seals, things are going to start to get really rocky on earth. They're going to get hard and they're going to get tough. And it's coming. So I wanted to take just a few moments and talk about where we go from here in Revelation. So if you remember last week, I told you that really pretty much after Revelation 3, the church is not mentioned again until Revelation 19. So from Revelation 4 until Revelation 18, we're in this tribulation period, the great tribulation period. I am not going to spend a lot of time dealing with that because I believe that the church isn't going to deal with it. So I want to transition next week into Revelation 19. We're not going to just completely skip the middle part of Revelation. I encourage everyone to go and to look at that themselves. But I want us to transition to Revelation 19 as God begins to make all things new. And that's where we're going to be next week as we continue in our series in victory. Revelation 19. But I hope that you got something from the message today, that we remember that Jesus, the Lamb who was slain, is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and He is going to be coming in power, and we're going to begin to see that this next week. I hope you can come back and be with us next week as we continue in our look at end times as we go through Revelation 19. But as we close this morning, just remember that we are ransomed by God. We are His. For all those who put their faith in Jesus Christ, you are His. And that is so important. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God of heaven, we thank You so very much for today and being able to be here and to see the importance, once again, of who Jesus is. Oh, Father, He is everything. We thank You for Him today. Lord, I pray that as we take all of this in and we begin to think about it, that we have new perspective. And Father, I pray that Your truth would just continue to to shine through loud and clear. Father, we love you and we thank you. We give you praise for all that you are, all that you're doing, and all that you are going to do. For your glory's sake, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.